Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay, you're muted.
Yeah, my bad. Old School, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we're back. Conference realignment, Austin. It came out. You know what was funny? It was everybody was, you know, looking forward to hear Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders, Shiloh Sanders, Travis Hunter at the Big 12 Media Day. Now, obviously, that was a big deal. And Deion had some interesting comments, too, when they're talking about what his wins look like and what they have to look like based on who he is and you know, obviously, what comes along with him. But while that was going on, Austin, you started to – you know what's funny is, like, Florida trying to get out of the ACC, it seems like, for like 2 years, and they're like, "Nah, you stay in here," right? And so finally, they got a little bit of leeway in a little bit of like courage. So they must have, you know, flew into Vegas, tried to be covert, had a meeting, and they must have took like a water break or something, you know, like a bathroom break. And then by the time they came back, it was already on the internet that they had been they're trying to, you know, go to the Big 12, and it seems like as soon as next year. One or teams from the ACC could be gone, and we had a discussion earlier in the week about blue bloods. Well, two of them are blue bloods, and Clemson was almost on the is probably a new blood, like we've called them, right, in history. What do you think about that? Because I think obviously the Big Ten kind of looked at him, and I think it's the whole AAU thing, which I still don't know really what that means. The only AAU I know is basketball, but so what do you think about the Big 12 possibly getting two more blue bloods and a new blood to boost their profile, along with a private equity firm that's actually going to take them higher, where they're going to have more money than the Big 10 and the SEC? That is a huge, if they're able to get this deal done.
It's that private equity investment that I think is the skeleton key to all of this. Why does the ACC not want to let those schools specifically go out the door? They're the big money earners in college football. Yeah. That's their ticket to the college football playoff in these big notable bowl games and prime TV slots. The reason that the ACC is so happy with those teams there is because they got those four schools to agree to a, you know, right now, far below market value contract because of when it was signed, all the turmoil and the tumult in college athletics and realignment. The ACC was able to convince these schools that long-term stability was the best play, not short-term flexibility. right now, the blame is completely at the feet of these schools for agreeing to it, not being forward-thinking, not keeping their options open. The reason private equity, I think, might hold the key to making this work for the Big 12, where it didn't for these schools to get out of the SEC, is that all of those schools wanted the SEC more than the SEC wanted or needed them. The Big 12 needs those schools in that bump after losing its two most high-profile programs, and how are they going to do it? Money. DP says everyone has a price. I tend to think that that's true, at least to some degree. The issue for all of these schools is money. The four schools that want to leave don't want to give up their share. They want to keep the money flowing in like it is right now and even increase it. What's the best way to do that? Go to a place where you're going to get paid, you know, closer to 50 or 70 million for your TV rights instead of the, 30 million I think the ACC is getting now. Well, the ACC doesn't want to lose its cash cows. So how do they, you know, finally come around to letting their cash cows go? You talk to the Big 12 and say, hey, we know you have some financiers behind the scenes. Let's go ahead and kick a prorated amount that we would have been making off of these schools. You kick that much money in over to us. We'll let these schools out of their grant of rights. You can have them. Pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that, you know, I'm thinking about it right now. And you know, the reason why Florida State and those schools, you know, will be a little, you know, a little bit on the hook is because they wouldn't start to get any of that Big 12 money, Big 10 money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they would like to get SEC money for at least 5 years. You know, look, remember how long it took Nebraska and it was different. So that's why they want to try to, you know, still get paid and still be able to revenue share. Now, on the flip side, the ACC is like, well, listen, you signed this contract. It's almost like a, you know, when you're like, you always hear the stories of, you know, rap artists that, you know, they just needed a chance, and they sign these deals, and it's like they sell 8 million records and they get $8. Well, that's right. That's what those four schools are at. And they know that they got to, you know, continue to make noise and try to get out of it because they don't want to miss out on the money. They don't want to miss out on these big contracts before the powers that be step in and say, you know what, we're capping it. So you want to take advantage of it right now. Now here's the kicker here. Everybody knows the story or the recent, you know, that was split in the PGA Tour with LIV Golf and obviously in the PGA Tour. And LIV is backed by the South private investment, and they have been wanting to get into more American sports, right? They have. They said it. It's good. I don't know who this private equity group is. It would not surprise me that they, you know, that the Saudis might have something to do with it because they have unlimited funds. And so then what's gonna stop them from taking over college football? Because they have money to compete with the big networks and stuff, so forth and so on. So, you know, it's a trying time. I would say it's an exciting time, but also I would say it's a very annoying time because everybody knew this was possibly coming. And let's be honest. I mean, if you didn't, you know, everybody could think whatever they want about Trev. He fought everybody. This was coming. Mm-hmm. Now, whether people chose not to listen or not, he said it. I don't know how many times he said, right? This is the state of college football. This is where it's going. Now, I will say I don't mind where it's at. I just wish it was probably the slower pace so you didn't have these stupid situations that if you would have handled your business on the front end, you're dealing with the back end. So now, you know, the reason why I say it's an annoying time because, you know, look, we're a week away. I just saw on the, you know, the bottom ticker, you got NFL teams reporting, and you know, college teams are going to report a week or two after that. You know, right as soon as Big Ten media days, they're going to get after it. And we're still talking about where Florida State, Miami, Florida State, Miami, Clemson, is it UNC?
Yeah.
In North Carolina. In definitely North Carolina blood in basketball, where they're going to be, and they changed the landscape of, you know, obviously football for the two blue bloods and one new blood, and then obviously for college basketball.
It's annoying because I just want football, and I know the football guy in you just wants to watch the games, have something to break down, see people hit each other. Where this stuff is interesting enough just to see, like you said, the enemies come together in Miami and Florida State, try to work together so they can both benefit. But man, the offseason gets long sometimes. As quick as we think it comes from, you know, the end of the national championship game till, you know, spring ball starts, and then spring ball through the 7-8 weeks of summer conditioning, and then you're right into fall camp. It feels like a long time. It feels like no time. It just kind of depends. But the more of these stories we hear, and the more off seasons we hear them, right? We're going on like 10 straight years of realignment talk now, maybe 15.
Yeah, I know, right?
So it gets old, and it's the product of the business being as large as it is, the money being as big as it is. But I'm with you. Like, it's interesting just because it's drama. We feed off it. We need something to talk about. But man, just bring football back. I just want to watch the games. I don't care where they play. Just let's just watch football, please.
Hey, Austin, how mad are you going to be when they go back to the original conference alignment?
Jay, I've been saying this all along. It's where we're going to end up.
Yeah, we're going to go, or they're going to do the regional thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? They're going to come out. It's like, oh, we've taken this.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fans and the rivalries into consideration, and we want to make sure, you know, preserve it and all this, and next thing you know, they're going to be back right where, you know, originally started. So hey, I mean, it's almost like, Austin, I would tell you this, college football, like, off season is different because the NFL is real slow as soon as the Super Bowl's over, and then you hit the combine, then you have like rookie mini camps, regular mini camps, and then you get like 2 or 3 weeks off, and then you hitting it right then. Whereas, you know, depending on how well you do college football, like Nebraska, they were done essentially the day after Thanksgiving, right? Then obviously we hired a new coach and coaches, so forth and so on. Versus say like a team like Ohio State or even Alabama, where you're playing all the way into everybody else's off season. And so when you're here, like once college football is finished with spring ball, it's almost like the powers that be, the decision makers, they get bored. Like, oh man, you know what? I talked to my friend that's a president over at, you know, or like the, you know, Stanford, like, oh yeah, you know what? It wouldn't be that bad for us to fly all the way across the street, you know, to play 4 games. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe we could just stay out there and do it and really think of it. Now, sometimes you have to, right? I think that was forced. But I think sometimes they only think about football. They don't about the non-revenue sports or just what it takes to travel like that. I say it multiple times. This is not a knock against modern day athletes, right? just in general, they are not equipped mentally to travel and be like in a hotel and focus and still held accountable and work hard at an early age. Why? It's because the way they've grown up, they haven't had to. You got to think a lot of kids, and I know this, you know, firsthand, you know, I got, you know, two kids where I was excited to try to get my license. Now they've been driven every, you know, you drive them everywhere. It's kind of like, man, you know what? This riding in the back, messing on my phone and, you know, telling, you know, my mom or dad or whoever where to go is pretty cool. So what that mean, what I'm saying is this, that's a small example that's different versus when I was, you know, coming up or maybe a little bit after, because, you know, you call it being a self-starter or just dealing with adversity in situations during the season, or maybe even after the season, it's a little bit different. So you have to, you know, they didn't really take that into account. They took the big numbers, the television ratings, the brand, like the bandwidth of the brand of college football. In a lot of ways, they are catching up to the NFL. But then in a lot of ways, they're not, because the NFL has conducted business like no other.
And on the one hand, it's they're right. If they're going to run it like a business, which it is, they have to make money for their own livelihoods. Okay, do what you think is best for the state of the business. Where the problem comes in is that college athletes haven't had much of a voice. It's one thing for a student athlete to walk up to the athletic director and say something, but even the entire cadre of student athletes at a university doesn't have enough sway on the athletic director compared to one or two boosters or you know, right, one or two regents. And that, I think, is the problem and why we got to where we are right now, is that there's been a lot of lip service paid to student-athlete welfare, student-athlete experience. But like we said on air yesterday, the court that was hearing the most recent case threw out the term student-athlete, essentially calling it NCAA propaganda. Right. So the decision makers have paid lip service to doing what's best for these young men and women. But we can tell that they haven't been. And there's been no one, either no one strong enough, no one that's been willing to, or there hasn't been enough empathy and sympathy and care truly given to these student athletes. No one has, you know, attempted to stand in the way of things progressing the way they have. And it's put student athletes in, okay, a better situation because their university's getting more money, but has it become better for them? You mentioned the Stanford and the Cal road trips all the way across the coast. Jay, what was your longest road trip in college, right? Did you go down to Texas? Was Colorado the furthest in the Big Eight, right? It's two different worlds.
Yeah, we went to Washington. We went up there and beat the brakes off of them. You know,
but that's once, and that wasn't a conference
that's
game.
That's one non-conference, and it was one against two. And the fact that we had to travel that far, we beat them. We put it on them even more. But that's it, man. You know, Washington was the farthest. But I will tell you this, Austin. When I was a professional, we went. I'll never forget this. First of all, because it was the play I got smoked on a kickoff. I mean, Austin. Austin. Here's the worst part. My boy. Boy, Ray Hill, a big shout out to Rayon Hill, because he's Jamie Foxx's stuntman, right? Oh. And he went to LSU. And so, you know, I had went to the mall and bought these like crossed, because I knew we were playing on turf. Seattle's turf was a little different. So I bought like some like cross trainer shoes, you know, and spatted them up. I was like, I got to get down here. And so we were about to hit, you know, we were supposed to hit the wedge, because back when you're a rookie, that's all they made you do is hit the wedge. And if you made some plays, then it was equivalent to like two tackles. One tackle means two. So me and Rayon were supposed to take on three guys, you know, fit in between both of them. Well, we're running down there stride for stride because I'm looking out of my peripheral. Rayon gets the turf monster.
Oh no.
Yeah, I can't stop and pick him up. And it literally, when I hit the wedge, I'll never forget, Max Strong hit me in the side of the head. And literally I was out. Like I was like when Rocky got knocked out against like Clubber Lang or whatever, Ivan Drago, and he was like falling like that. That was me. And
slow I woke motion, up as, like, you know your way to the ground.
After I hit the ground, I woke up. But you know, back to that trip from Buffalo to Seattle, was like forever. You know what I mean? It had to be like, it was like almost 6 hours. And so it was, you know, when he, and that's just once, right? And we played up in Seattle once, and, you know, when I was in Houston. But those type of trips, just imagine if you're at a school like Stanford for 4 years or five. Now, kids transfer a little bit, but just say you're there. And say you're in an Olympic sport, which is huge for Stanford, and you're going all the way out to the East Coast multiple times for 4 or 5 years, let alone if you do like a round robin up on the coast. And what I mean by that, just say like, just say Nebraska softball is going out to the West Coast. They'll play, they'll go Oregon, then, you know, they'll play Washington, and then they'll, you know, come back and then say they got to hit again, you know, to USC and UCLA, and then maybe play Washington again, and then you're busting it back home. That's a long road trip, college athlete, you know, I won't say student athlete anymore, college athlete, to endure. And so it's a good time. But you know what, Austin, I will say this before we go to break, as much as it's annoying and it's frustrating when teams report to camp, guess what the excitement level is going to be?
Through the
seven
roof.
Out of seven.
Hype.
Yeah, through the roof. Hype. And you're going to have all, we need to pin this, Austin. Okay. Who's going to be the first player out of Husker camp that gets the article that says he's had a great camp, or this guy's, you know, under the radar guy?
I think we had one on your boy Shavers already. So maybe that's a cop out, but Vincent Shavers, I'm taking him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's had a good summer, or, you know, like summer conditioning, that will be for real, because there's definitely a need position. But anyways, good two segments with my man Austin. We're going to go try to do some Hoyer paranoia over here, Austin. You see what's happening.
Go get him.
But we'll be back Monday in full effect. I think DP will be back. And we're inching towards real football. So, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school, be right back.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.